Zondervan Audio Pages presents 10 Time Bombs by Ron Hutchcraft.
If you're like a lot of young people I know, reading a book may not be on your personal top 10 list. If you've got a few minutes of personal time, it seems more exciting to plug into a top 10 song or video or a TV program or stereo than it does to listen to a book on tape. By the time your English teacher and history teacher and biology teacher get finished with you, your brain is fried and flashing a red warning sign that says, "Overload, no more information." But this tape isn't about some poem a guy wrote a century ago or a battle some armies fought 300 years ago. This one is about the only life you get and how to make it a life you'll never regret. It's straight talk about some of the most important, sometimes most confusing pressures in your life. Your friends, your relationship with your family, sex, the things that make you angry, the things that make you depressed, the things that make you hurt. How you handle your feelings and choices in these areas will decide the kind of life you have for many, many years, and even for the next few months. Why did Ron take time to put all this down? Because he's seen these pressures blow up so many young lives, like deadly time bombs. Ron has had the privilege of working closely with thousands of teenagers, and the pain of watching too many hurt or destroyed by these time bombs. And the mail from the listeners to his national radio program for young people consistently contains the "if only I had knowns" of hurting lives. A lot of what you will hear in the minutes ahead is from all those young people. Their experience can show you where the time bombs are on the road ahead, those mistakes that can wreck the things that matter most to you. But there's an even better way to make the most of the one life you've got. Listen to the person who put you here. He is the only one who can see the whole picture. He's like the man in the traffic helicopter. He can see the messes ahead that we could never see. The biggest single reason people end up disappointed and depressed is not because they don't listen to their teachers or their leaders, or even their parents. It's because they don't listen to their creator. Thankfully, he wrote a book, the world's best-selling book, the Bible. In those pages is the mistake-proof, big-picture advice of God himself. That's why we will also check out his perspective on the pressures you face. Every young person, including you, lives with pressures that really are like time bombs. But you don't have to be a victim if you know how to diffuse the most explosive pressures teenagers face. These tapes can be your personal bomb squad manual, showing you some very practical ways to avoid life-wrecking explosions. Your life can be dynamite if you know how to handle the bombs, and you're about to find out how. Here's Ron.
Here's the scene. There's five people in our family, three of them are teenagers, and each one doing their own thing in a different room of the house. Now, my mission impossible, somehow get them all together in the living room for some family time. Good luck. But what's the first thing they do when that Mission Impossible theme starts? Well, they light a match, right? Well, so that's what I do, to start a fire in our fireplace. Of course, first, I secretly turn down the thermostat on this cold winter night, and as the house is getting colder, the living room is getting warmer. One by one, every shivering member of the family drifts into the room, muttering, "Man, is it cold in this house?" I love our fireplace. But our son Brad probably loves the fireplace most. Fortunately, he's never reached the point where he wants a fire too much. I mean, imagine if I came home some night and I smelled smoke coming from Brad's room. I'd be in a panic. And I should be in a panic. There's no fireplace upstairs. Brad, do you smell smoke up there?
Yep.
Where's it coming from?
Well, Dad, you know how I love those fires?
Yeah.
I decided to build a fire in my room.
But, Brad, there's no fireplace in your room. I see, fire is nice when it's in the right place. It makes you warm and cozy. But that same fire outside of the fireplace will burn you and destroy things that...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?